Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just let him have his way just for a few minutes here tonight, could we? Let's just thank him. Let him know how much we love him. Appreciate him. Oh, Lord, we love you tonight. Oh, what a privilege it is to be able to be in your presence, to be in your house tonight, oh, Lord. No greater place to be than in the presence, oh, of this almighty God that we serve tonight. Oh, we love you and we appreciate your goodness tonight. Thank you for the privilege that we have to call upon your wonderful name tonight. Oh, yes, Lord, we thank you for the price that you paid for us tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, we appreciate you. We love you. We glorify you. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Just wonderful to be in his house tonight. And we want to say we appreciate this opportunity. It's a privilege to us. Amen. To get to be here with you wonderful church family. Amen. Just wonderful brothers and sisters of the Lord. Appreciate Pastor tonight. Amen. And our brother and the folks allowing us to come. Amen. Thank you so much for your love offering tonight. Amen. We encountered a few obstacles on our way here. Amen. But aren't you glad that the Lord gives us victory in all things? Amen. And I'm so glad that he knows. He knows. And he looks way down the road and sees things ahead of time. Amen. I think so many times of my own life and where I'd be if he hadn't looked out for me. And I think, oh, Lord, I'd be in such distress right now. But, oh, thank God he looked down upon us. Amen. And he reached down and he saved us, washed us in his blood, gave us the privilege to serve him tonight. Amen. If you'll turn with me to the book of Acts tonight in the 27th chapter. Praise God. We love the Lord tonight. And I'm Brother Joe Serta, my wife, Sister Joey. And we're a missionary evangelist. And we just want to reach a soul for the Lord. Amen. We have a desire to see souls saved. And we thank God tonight for the blessed meeting here tonight that we've been able to just be a little bit of a part of. Amen. Praise God. Chapter 27 in the book of Acts, a real familiar scripture that I'm sure we've read many times, but just had a thought upon my heart tonight and pray that I can share it with you with the help of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We'll begin reading at verse number 10. Praise God. And there's been so much said already tonight concerning storms of life. Amen. And thinking about the times that we get in the midst of a storm. And we're going to read about a storm tonight that Paul the Apostle found himself in the midst of. But thank God tonight at the end of all hope, there's hope. At the end of all hope, there is hope. Verse number 10, if you have it, say amen. Amen. And said unto them, sir, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only of the lading and ship, but also of our lives. Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than those things which were spoken by Paul. And because the haven was not commodious to winter in, the more part advised to depart thence also, if by any means they might attain to Phoenicia and there to winter, which is a haven of Crete, and lieth toward the south, west, and northwest. And when the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their purpose, loosing thence, they sailed close by Crete. But not long after, there arose against it a tempestuous wind called Euryclidon. And when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. And running under a certain island, which is called Clauda, we had much work to come by the boat, which when they had taken up, they used helps undergirding the ship, and fearing lest they should fall into the quicksands, strake sail, and so were driven. And we being exceedingly tossed with the tempest, the next day they lightened the ship. And the third day we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. All hope that we should be saved was then taken away. I'd like to preach to you tonight, amen, with the help of the Lord. At the end of all hope, there is hope. At the end of all hope, there is hope. Glory to God. Can we go to the Lord in prayer tonight and just thank you for the word of God? Thank you for the privilege that we have, glory to God, to read of his precious, wonderful word tonight. Lord, we love you. Thank you for this precious time, Lord, that you've given to us and allowing us to come and be with the brothers and sisters, the church family here tonight. And Lord, all that have gathered, we've come looking unto you, knowing that you're able in all, in each and every situation and every area of our life, Lord, to perform those things which we would have need of. And Lord, we're looking unto you tonight, knowing that your grace is more than sufficient tonight. We know that you're able to do all things, and we lay our problems, our burdens, our cares in your hands tonight. And Lord, that through the storms of life, that you give us the grace, give us the knowledge, give us the wisdom, give us the understanding to commit all things unto you. And we love you and we give you the praise for it. We thank you for the word of God tonight. Help us as we minister tonight, Lord, that we would give that which you would have given. And we give you the praise and the glory. And we all said, amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We think of so many times in the life of Paul the Apostle. You know, we've read so many times through the epistles and the things in the book of Acts of which Paul suffered in his lifetime. And I don't know, there's something about this chapter that just, I've heard it ministered and preached so many different ways. And I was just sharing with another pastor friend of ours the other day. And he said, I preached that message so many different times and so many different ways. But I thought to myself how many times in our lives as children of God tonight that we are faced with things that many times we don't understand, situations that we don't know how to handle, we don't know how to deal with. But I'm so glad tonight that our God is faithful. Amen. I believe he told them over there in the first book of Corinthians, he said, God is faithful. How many of you can lift a hand and say, he has been faithful to me? Amen. Time and time in my life, through situations, through circumstance, through sickness, through heartache, through temptation, through trial, I've been able to call upon him and he's been there. Amen. There's one thing I believe that is shown to us in this great example that we read here tonight is that it pays to live for God. Amen. Paul was a man that was faithful to the word of God. He was faithful to the call of God. Oh, you know, in that time in which before his conversion, he murdered the Christians and persecuted the church. But when his life was changed and things were turned around and his mind was changed and God did a wondrous work in his life, he was no longer the same. Amen. But he became faithful unto the call that God gave unto him. Paul once again found himself in a place where he had to know that the God he served was faithful. He found himself in a place where he had to know that the Lord he served, that when he prayed, would be there to answer. Tonight, I believe, brother and sister, that we still serve a God that we can count on. We still serve a God that answers prayer. We still serve a God tonight that is sitting upon the throne tonight. Oh, I know the world has tried to put him in a box, and they've tried to silence him. They've tried to put the gospel to shame. They've tried to ridicule the Son of God. Oh, but we serve the living God tonight. And oh, what a Savior he is. Oh, what a mighty God he is. That in the time of storm, in the time of persecution, oh, brother, in the time of trouble, we can look to him and he'll be there to meet us. It was a glorious thing to know that man, that God could lead a man and direct his steps. How many of you know tonight that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord? Amen. I believe that and I stand upon that tonight. I believe that his direction and his counsel, amen, I believe it's still good to look at that old proverb and say, Lord, I'm going to trust in the Lord with all of my heart and lean not unto mine own understanding. In all of my ways, I'm going to acknowledge him so that he can direct my path. How many times in our lives, brother and sister, have we realized and have we known that it's good to depend upon the God of our salvation. It's good to depend upon the unchanging hand of the Lord. It's good to lean upon that one that, brother, would never fail me, would never leave my side. Oh, as long as I walk in his footsteps and I live for him, that he would be there to help me. Paul knew that his God was faithful. And I believe under the direction of the Holy Ghost, sister, I believe he tried to advise those men, brothers, it's not good for us to take off on this journey right now. I perceive that this journey is going to be with much hurt and much harm. Isn't it a day and a time where I believe the Spirit of the Lord is sending out the message and the alarm is being sounded, and good holiness churches like this one here tonight are shining as a light to this dark world, to somebody that doesn't know the direction of the Lord. They see all these things coming up in the upon the world. They see economy failing and government failing, different things failing, jobs failing, family failing, churches failing, preachers failing, but there is one tonight that he will not fail. He stands faithful tonight, and he's a God that we can count on tonight. Oh, heaven and earth, it'll be shaken, brother. It'll be turned. It'll be set in turmoil. But thank God tonight, we know who's in control of all things. We know who has all of these things in his hands. And he's a mighty God tonight. Hallelujah. How many of you can lift a hand and say, I'm so glad that I know him tonight. Oh, I'm so glad that he's made himself real to me. In the midst of unbelievers, there was a man that believed God. Pastor, there was a man that believed God. In the midst of this society tonight, I believe he's looking for somebody that'll stand up and say, I still believe, hallelujah, that he is true. I still believe that his word is real. I still believe it's the same as when it was written. I still believe it's the same. Amen. I still believe that we could still live for God. A godly people in a godless society. We could still be children of the Most High tonight. We could still be that chosen generation and that royal priesthood. But the disregard of the masters and the owner of the ship took them to a place that they probably would rather have not gone. They disregarded the word of God that came through the Apostle Paul. They disregarded what he spoke to them, and they felt like that they were going to do it their way. Amen. They felt like that things were going to turn out all right. And then that soft, southerly wind started blowing, brother. And they felt, well, we must be obtaining our purpose, and everything must be all right. Brother and sister, isn't that the kind of day that we're living in today, where everything seems to be going on easy street? Oh, I know there's people having financial problems and different things like that, but you would never know it, brother. Amen. Because when the church should be full of praying people, people have departed from the living God. When there should be people hungering after the things of God, hungering for revival, hungry for the outpouring of the Holy Ghost again, they've departed from the faith. And they've left those things of which God established. Paul knew the voice of the Lord. It pays to know his voice tonight. And when the Lord spoke to Paul and revealed it to his heart, he tried to share it with them. But then come that soft south wind, brother. Oh, that old spirit of deception, pastor, that sweeps, hallelujah, over the lives of people and makes them think it'll be all right. Just do it your way. Just do it the way you think, and everything will turn out okay. How many of you have tried that? I can lift a hand. I can tell you tonight, I tried that, brother. I tried doing it my way. I tried going my direction. I tried going by my understanding. I can tell you even tonight that in the life of my wife and I, in the last 20 or so years of ministry, there's been times, brother, where I felt like I could have done it better myself. Oh, but those were the times where I realized that, oh, that this unchanging hand of the Lord was the only one that could direct me. He was the only one that could lead me. He was the only one that would be faithful unto me, even unto death. I tried to handle it on my own, brother. Oh, but I got myself into a place that I would have rather avoided if I could have. But that soft south wind blew. If that isn't the trend today, that south wind is blowing softly. Take thine ease, eat, drink, be merry. Everything will be okay. Just work for what you can gain here in this life. Don't worry about the life to come. Don't worry about things after here. If that isn't the spirit that's gripping the world, and unfortunately even the religious world, sitting them in comfortable places where, sister, they've forgotten this old-fashioned gospel. But tonight, brother and sister, we are holding and we are clinging to this one way that we know is the right way. Tonight we are holding and we are clinging to that which we have been taught, sister, amen, from the beginning, that which we know is true and that which we know, brother, will not be shaken. There's a lot of things that are going to pass and going to be shaken tonight, but I want to tell you tonight, oh, this old Holy Ghost power, this same Word of God, oh, this same holiness way, it's a way that's going to stand. Hallelujah, it's going to stand. Amen, it's going to stand. When the world's on fire, when things are going wrong and things are going the wrong direction, you can be guaranteed tonight that this word, it shall not pass away. Paul knew he could count on it. He knew that his faith didn't have to be shaken. But trying to convince the others, trying to convince those on the ship, sometimes that's the task. And that's the battle, brother. We look at our families. We look at loved ones. We look at those around us. And we wonder, Lord, how can we convince them? How can we convince them that there is hope? How can we convince them, brother, that even though this life is failing, this flesh is going to fail, the things of this world are going to fail, they're just here for a little while. Here today, gone tomorrow, it's not going to last. How can we encourage them and just somehow get them to believe that our God will not fail? Paul was urged to tell them. He was urged to press them, but the shipmen decided to do it their way. So then they found themselves in the midst of the storm. They found themselves in the midst of that Euryclidon, I believe I'm pronouncing that pretty well right, which I understand was similar to almost like a hurricane wind that rose up on that sea, surrounded them, encompassed them to where that ship was being tossed like it was nothing over the waves of that sea. Out of control, there was nothing they could do. And brother, the Bible tells us there that they, let me read this here real quickly. I won't hold you long tonight. After long, not long against a tempestuous wind called Euryclidon, and when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. There was no way they could control what was going on that sea. There was nothing they could do about it. So they realized, we've just got to give it, amen, to the winds and to the sea. Oh, but little did they know there was a man of God on board that ship, brother. Amen, that was submitting to the will of God. Amen, he was submitting to the things of God. Brother and sister, there are situations tonight that we will encounter. There are things that we will go through that there's no way that we can control them. No way that we could change them. No way that we could turn them around. But when you submit to the will of God and you say, Lord, it's your will and it's not mine. It's your understanding. It's not mine. It's what you would have for me and for my life. It's not my desire, oh Lord. Then he begins to take control. And brother, he begins to lead and he begins to guide and to direct. Giving it up to him. Let her drive. Sometimes you say, oh, brother, but I'd rather turn it around now if I could. I'm sure they'd have rather turned around and went back, brother. But, pastor, they were caught. They were caught in the midst of that storm. But aren't you glad tonight that, brother, when we're in the midst of that storm that you were talking about tonight, there's one that goes in the midst of that storm with us. Hallelujah. I know this is kind of simple tonight, but oh, if I could just, I just felt like somebody needed this tonight. Amen. There's something in this service that is trying to, amen, minister to someone's heart in this house tonight. You might be in the midst of a Euryclidean. You might be driven by the winds and tossed with the tempest, and you don't know what's going to change it. You don't know what's going to turn it around. But if you just lift up your hands and say, oh Lord, I submit myself unto thee, thy will to be done in my life. I believe he begins to take control and take things over, sister. The battle is not ours tonight, brother and sister. The battle is the Lord's. When we get to the end of that hope, you got to reach a little further and know that there's still hope. Reach a little harder and know that there's still hope. Reach a little deeper and know that there's still hope. Still hope. Still hope when it all seems like it's gone. Still hope. Running under a certain island, which is called Clauda, we had much work to come by the boat. Just a little break from the storm. They sailed alongside of an island there. Seemed to ease the storm a little bit. Seemed to get just, ever been in the midst of a trial? And it's just been the hardest thing. And then for a time, brother, it seems like things are let up. And you begin to think, oh, it's starting to improve. Things are starting to change. It's getting better. Surely it's getting better. We have those times. And I believe that the Lord gives us those times in the midst of the darkest valley, brother, so that we can know that we can run to him and gain more strength. Paul said we had much work to do by the boat. There was a lot of things that needed to be done to try to hold that ship together. If there ever was a day, brother and sister, where the church of the living God needs to take a hold of hands, needs to take a hold of hearts, needs to come in unity, in one mind, and in one accord, it's today. Hey, because I can tell you the devil is coming with every device that he can. He's coming with everything. Oh, every storm, every tribulation, every problem, every trouble he can to try to destroy our ship. We have much work to do. That's why Pastor calls for prayer. That's why the church comes together for service, singing, fellowship, prayer, and the Holy Ghost, the ministry of the Word. It's because, sister, we've got lots of work to do by this boat. Hallelujah. I could tell you tonight, I've got lots of work to do, brother, by this old boat. Amen, because I tell you that the times of tempest rages, the times of tempest, the tide runs high, and the waves begin to overflow until pretty soon, brother, it seems like it could almost come apart. It begins to shake. It begins to, oh, just to begin to almost break at the seams. Paul realized, and the shipmen realized, we've got to do something to keep this ship together. When they had taken up, they used helps undergirding the ship. Amen, if there ever was a time, we need the Holy Ghost to undergird our ship, brother and sister, is today. Amen. It's in this hour. It's in this moment. It's a time which I believe the Lord has given to the church under the bride of Christ to prepare ourselves and make ourselves ready. Amen. For the glorious appearing of his Son. And undergird that ship. Undergird it. Undergird it with prayer. Undergird it with the Word of God. Undergird it. Communion in the Holy Ghost. Undergird it. Strengthen it. Not by might. Not by power. But by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Sister, I've got a lot of ideas of how I think I could make it better. But I've realized, brother, my ideas don't work. My knowledge doesn't help. These men did everything they did because they feared to fall into the quicksand. Strake sail, so were driven, exceedingly tossed with a tempest. The next day, lighten the ship. Lighten the ship. It's time to lighten the ship. It's time to lighten the ship. That old song we've sang so many times. Leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. There's a place where we can lighten our ship, brother. It's at an old-fashioned altar prayer. There's a place where I can give my burden to Him. I can cast it upon Him. Casting all my cares upon Him. Because, brother, He careth for you. Hallelujah. How many of you can lift a hand tonight and say, I'm so glad that He cares for me. Amen. When I don't find no hope in this life, I know that He cares for me, sister. I know that He looks out for me. Tonight, brother and sister, He's looking down upon me and you. And He would call unto us. And He would say, would you come? And would you just cast it on me? He's able to bear that weight. He's able to bear that load tonight. He knows how to handle it. He knows how to turn situations around. He knows how to reach our loved ones tonight. He knows how to reach our neighbors tonight. He knows what to do in the midst of the storm. When I don't know what to do, sometimes I got to lighten my ship. And then, brother, it says that they even took with their own hands and began to cast out the tackling of the ship. That's something I've got to do. No one can do it for me. Might there be a young person in this house tonight, a young heart, that maybe the Lord's telling you, maybe there's some things you need to cast overboard, some things you don't need. Laying aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset me, brother, casting it off. Casting it off. Because eventually, that weight, brother, would sink that ship. It would have sunk that ship if they had left the heavy load. Oh, I know sometimes we think, you know, they probably could have thought, it's our food, it's our survival. But brother, they realized there was nothing to lose. Sometimes we look at things in our lives and we think, oh, Lord, why? Why must I let it go? Why must I let it go? It's something I need. But He knows, sister, what I need tonight. He knows exactly what I need. I know there's been times in my life, I can testify to you tonight, brother, that there were things in my life I thought I needed. But then the Lord made me realize I really didn't need it as desperately and as bad as I thought I did. Amen. Sometimes those things that will weigh your ship down, that will burden you down, will make it to seem like there's no stars in the sky. There's no moonlit sky. I can't find my direction because the darkness, amen, of all of those things is hovering over me. But that's when I tell you, brother and sister, the glory of God would begin to speak to my heart. And to yours, He'll come down in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the ship, and He'll visit somebody that's calling upon the Lord. I don't believe that Paul was idle through all of that time, brother, but I believe he was calling upon his God. He knew who was faithful. He knew who would carry him through. He knew who would bring him to safety. He knew who he was trusting. He knew who he was living. After long abstinence, they had abstained from food all those days, just trying to save their lives. I don't know if they realized, but that old man was dying. That old man was dying. One thing I've realized in my life, brother, then in order for him to live in me, Joe's got to die. Joe's got to die. I've got to die, sister, for him to live in my life. And after long abstinence, I believe there was something happening, brother, in the hearts of those men. There was a man of God on that ship that loved God with all of his heart. But there was unsaved souls on that ship too. But I believe something was being done in the hearts of those people. Sometimes you might look around you and you might say, I don't see the results I'm looking for. I don't see the change in my loved ones that I've been praying for. But oh, little do we realize what he's doing behind the scenes. Things that we don't see. Things that we don't know about. Things, brother, that we do not understand. But the Lord is working. Oh, I'm going to tell you tonight, there's not a prayer that goes up from your lips tonight. There's not a cry that goes up from your heart tonight that he does not hear, that he does not cherish, that he does not regard. But he hears, he knows, he understands in the blackest night, in the stormiest tempest. Oh, in the times, in the midst of seems destruction, that's when the Lord begins to show forth his glory. Paul stood forth in the midst of them. He said, it's time, brethren, for you to take some meat because you've been a long time without any food. He said, this night there stood by me the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. And he told me, he said, fear not, Paul, for thou must be brought before Caesar, and God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. After the abstinence, after the casting off the weight, brother, then comes a glorious visitation of the Holy Ghost, of the Spirit of the Lord. God sent that angel to Paul. Fear not, Paul. But Paul realized, because brother, he told him, I believe God. All hope was gone that we should be saved. But at the end of all hope, sister, he found hope. He found hope. Tonight, if I could encourage you in the Lord, church, I just feel like there's somebody here tonight that you need to know that at the end of all hope, there is still hope. There is still hope. There's still hope. Would you close your eyes with me tonight? Just every eye closed and every mind upon the Lord for just a few minutes tonight. When Paul made the announcement, there were some of the shipmen that they were about to flee the ship, get off onto that boat to try to get to safety. But Paul told them, he said, except these abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. Brother and sister, I believe there's one thing we've got to know tonight. We've got to stay in the ship. Because there are times that the storms will pull so hard. There are times that the fire will burn so hot. There are times that fear can almost overcome my faith in God. But this is a day, this is a time, and this is an hour where I believe the Lord is standing by the church tonight, and he's saying, fear not. Fear not. We've got work to do. There's souls to reach. Oh, the storms might rage. The tempest may come. The burdens may become heavy. But oh, thank God, in the midst of the storm, he's standing by us. He's living within us. He's moving through us. He's letting us know at the end of all hope, there is hope. There is hope tonight. There is hope tonight. If I could tonight, I'd like to invite you to come and find an altar here somewhere, if we could as a church. And let's undergird the ship tonight, brother and sister. Can we do that? Let's undergird the ship.
And let's just begin to know, amen, that there's a glorious, glorious day coming. There's a reunion day coming. There's a homecoming coming. It's not very far off. We got to stay in the ship. Got to keep our hope tonight. Hallelujah. Would you come tonight? As the Lord leads you, would you come tonight? Amen. Let's just find a place to talk to Him tonight. Maybe you're in the midst of a storm. Maybe in the face of the storms of life. Maybe the wind's raging. Maybe the tempest is overblowing. But oh, brother and sister, the Lord is here tonight. He said, I will send you another comforter. I'll send you another comforter. I'll send you another comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Would you come and just let Him do it for you tonight? Hallelujah. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. There's nothing that He can't shake. Nothing He can't do. Not a situation He can't change tonight. But He's able. Oh, yes, He is. Yes, He is able tonight.
My life is worth, yes, a living. Oh, just because He lives.
At the end of all hope, at the end of all of my hope, I can find hope tonight. My hope is in Him tonight. My faith is in Him. Oh, my joy is in Him. Hallelujah. You can find Him tonight. You can find that reassurance. Brother and sister, you're living for God. You're working for God. You're doing His will. Obeying His voice. He's faithful. He's faithful to meet us in the midst of the storm. He's faithful to come down and show Himself. Hallelujah.
Because I know. Oh, yes, I know. He holds my future.
Hallelujah. It's not up to the devil tonight.
And my life.
Our God has our future in His hands. Hallelujah. He's got our life in His hand tonight. He's got the life of that loved one in His hand tonight. Oh, if there's somebody that can do something about it. Oh, it's Him tonight.
Because He lives. Oh, yes, He does. Oh, yes, He lives. I can face tomorrow.
Oh, yes, Lord, be the comfort of the church tonight.
Because He lives.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
My fears, they're gone.
Oh, thank God.
Because I know. Oh, yes, I know. He holds my future.
Oh, yes, He does. Yes, He does.
And my life is worth the living just because He lives. And then one day I'll cross that river. I'll find life's fine. No war with pain.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes, She's able.
Gives way to victory.
Oh, there's victory.
Oh, I'll see the lights of glory, and I'll know that He lives. Because He lives. Oh, I can face
living just because he lives.
Oh, yes, he does. Oh, yes, he lives tonight
because he lives. Oh, I can't face tomorrow because he lives.
Oh, because he lives. Hallelujah. I can depend on him tonight.
Believe him tonight. Paul said, I believe God because he lives.
Oh, yes, we can count on him tonight.
I can face tomorrow. Oh, yes, because he lives.
Oh, our Savior lives.
Oh, yes, he does.
All my fears, they're gone.
Yes, because I know.
Oh, you gotta know it tonight.
He holds my future.
Yes, he does.
And my life,
it is worth the living just because he lives.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord tonight.
Then one day
we'll cross that river.
Oh, but what a hope tonight.
We'll find
my smile.
No more with pain.
Oh, thank God tonight.
And this day.
It's way to victory.
I'll see the light of glory, and
we'll know that he lives.
Oh, it's a reason to thank God tonight. Hallelujah.
All my fears,
they're gone.
Yes, Lord,
because we know who holds my future
and my life.